After this snippet, I have nothing left to say. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset to exchanging hangovers for higher consciousness one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm really excited to be here today because the message I have for you is the last message. It's the last message. It's the only message. Once you get this message, I have nothing left to tell you. So does that mean this is the last snippet? No. You know why? Because we need to hear it again and again in different ways, backwards, forwards, upside down, and around. We need to hear it in different ways, but we need to hear it until we start practicing it. And then we need to keep practicing it. And while we're practicing it, we need to hear about it and hear different aspects of it. And as we continue to practice and grow and change, we need to hear it again. then as we get it and really get it and start sharing it with others, we still want to hear it. And then as our lives are changed and we see around us things completely transforming, we're so excited we want to hear it some more. So there's a lot left here in Snippet Land. But honestly, gals, today's message is the message. It's the message. It's the one message that if we get it, we can change our lives. But there's so much more to it, right? As I said, we got to not only get it, but practice it. First, we have to agree with it. Then we have to practice it. Then we have to do it over time. So, unfortunately, I can't just say, here it is, goodbye, good luck, see you later. Instead, we're going to stick together for who knows how long. What do we got here? I looked this morning, actually, and we're at over 550 snippets. Well, I'm definitely aiming for 1,000, so I'm not going anywhere. But today's message, my dear, is really the overarching message that underlies the thread that runs through everything here. Gals, it's all about how you think. I know. You're like, that's it? That's the anticlimactic? Yeah. Listen, gals, it's not just how we think, but it's how we think about ourselves. That's the most important piece. And that's our focus for today, how we think about ourselves. And I promise you, I'm going to convince you that this is the single most important aspect of your journey. But it's also how we think about others, how we think about our past, what we think about our future. But gals, it's how we think. It is, you could call it mindset, but it's deeper than that because it's identity. It's just not the thought process. We can't just say, okay, I'm going to start thinking different, which by the way, is really, really hard. Really hard. In fact, simple, but not easy would be more accurate way of putting it. It's a simple practice, but a difficult one because our mind defaults to the path of least resistance. But the good news is we know because we live in an era where we're actually able to measure these things, neuroplasticity proves that we can create new pathways in the brain and create new thoughts that will start to stick. But when we're making those new pathways, when we've got grooves or habits or ruts of ways of thinking that are habitual, trying to change those habitual thoughts is very, very challenging in the beginning. Simple, but not easy. But the thing is, once we persevere, we can get new habits of thought, actual new pathways in the brain, new neural pathways that will start to take over, and we'll find we have new habitual thoughts that are actually helping us instead of hurting us. So it's a practice of how am I thinking about myself? How am I thinking about the world around me? But today our focus is on yourself because how you see yourself decides your entire world. The way in which you view yourself will decide your future. It actually decides your past, which, by the way, is not set in stone. Your past is simply you remembering, and your memory is faulty. So it's all adjustable, all of it. And my first job here today is to convince you that that's true, that everything I just said is true. So if you believe me, that's a great first start, especially when I said your past is not set in stone. Your past is changeable. Your past is simply your own perspective on the past. It is not something that happened. There it is. That's what happened. And that's the fact. Nope. Sorry. It's how you're remembering it. And our memory changes depending on so many factors, not least of which is just our mood for today. You're in a great mood. The past doesn't look the same as it does when you're feeling depressed. All of a sudden, the past looks overwhelming. This happened, that happened. On other days, when you're happy and upbeat, the past, oh, that's okay. I can handle that. Have you noticed that? So the past itself isn't even what we think it is. So how do we approach this without feeling overwhelmed? Well, as I've said, the first thing I want from you is that you believe me when I say this is where you should be putting your attention. This is where we should focus our attention if we want to change our drinking and our future and the way we view ourselves, our past, our relationships, our health. Everything is simply a perspective. Everything in your life is simply a perspective you have on it. Somebody else can walk in the door, look at your life, and not see the same life. They just simply won't, and they can point things out you may not even see. That, by the way, is one of the reasons we don't do this journey alone. You're completely blind, and so am I, so I'm not picking on you here, blind to so many aspects of your own possibilities. We just can't see it. I can't. I don't expect to see my own life. I need external input. I need an objective second voice, a second set of eyes, preferably a third and fourth set of eyes. Others in my life who go, well, I don't know, have you thought of this? Oh, no, actually, I hadn't thought of that. So let's start with step one today is, do you believe me that your focus of attention to start your journey or continue your journey to sobriety and happiness and making this the best chapter of your life, which is our goal. Remember, the goal here in Snippetland that I have for you, and I hope you're on board with me, is to make this chapter the best chapter of your life. So whether you're 40 or 60 or 80, this is the chapter that counts. Why? Well, first of all, because it's the only one you have, right? I mean, we can't go back. We can't redo it. We can rethink it, but we can only move forward. So what do we want to do? We want to start from today and say, okay, damn it, this is going to be the best chapter of my life. Well, how? Well, first we say, well, what are the problems that need solving? The fact that you're hearing my voice means that one of the problems that needs solving is alcohol. But here's the thing. It isn't about the alcohol. It's about so much more than that. And it all stems, and your healing stems from how you view yourself. Now, I'm going to assume that you've agreed with me on that. So let's go to step two. Step two is making a decision to do something about it. And it really is simple. Remember, I said simple, but not easy. But it is simple. Once you've made that decision and you've said to yourself, okay, damn it, I mean, I don't know what I need, but Becca's suggesting what I need is to think differently. Maybe she's right. Okay, I agree that she's right. So now I'm going to undertake this process. I'm going to get on board. I'm going to decide, how can I change the way I'm thinking about things? So that's number two. So you've agreed, right? That's great. So number one, you believe me. Number two, you've agreed to do something about it. Number three, my dear, is to decide where to start. How do we do this? Well, I've thought a lot about this, and it could vary. You could say, I want to review my past and get a better outlook on my past. Very important, and we all need to do that. Or you could say, I want to look at my relationships and get a better perspective on them. And very important, and we all need to do that. You can look at your future and say, I want to review my future. I want to get more excited about it, and I want to get a better perspective on my future. And we all need to do that. But here's where I suggest you start. Because this one goes with all of those. This one is the foundation upon which all those other perspectives lie. And that is the way you view yourself. Here's a quote for you. This is Neville Goddard. Everything depends upon your attitude towards yourself. That which you will not affirm is true within yourself can never develop in your world. That which you will not affirm as true about yourself, you can never develop in your world. What does this mean? This is just one quote. There is so much out there on this. What this means is that you can try to adjust surfaces. So you can try and push alcohol away, try and shift your relationships, try and get healthier by eating different. All of that is surfaces, when underneath it, if you think of yourself as weak, or unable to accomplish things, if there's an underlying lack of self-trust, self-love, then you're just fighting surfaces, because everything that comes into your world comes through your perspective of yourself and me, all of us. So that's where we have to start. We can stop, we can relax and stop trying to change things in our world and instead take a breath and settle back and say, what do I believe about myself? If you dislike yourself even a little bit or have self-doubt in any areas of your life, you can't change those areas because you've got this underlying subconscious, I'm not good enough, or I'm not able to do this, or I'm not worthy of this, or my past suggests this, or I've got trauma because of that, I'm anxious because of this, I'm depressed because all of those types of underlying thoughts that may not even be conscious, but a subconscious stream. If that's going on underneath and you're trying to change your external world, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So we go to the source of the problem. And the source of the problem is how we view ourselves. Let me read that again. Everything depends upon your attitude towards yourself. Everything. This quote is from a lecture that Neville Goddard gave. He gave so many of them, and people luckily recorded his lectures in the 60s, the 70s, the 50s, the 40s, and they've been published in all sorts of places. But Goddard is just one individual of many who talk about the idea of self-concept and how important it is. Here are some other examples for you. Let's begin with one more from Goddard, and then I'm going to give you some others. This one I love. He said, you can never be more than you believe yourself to be. I mean, that's just so simple and straightforward, and it's true. But the problem is we often don't even know what we believe ourselves to be. William James, the father of modern psychology, said, the greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitudes of mind. My dears, that's what I'm saying. That's why this is the last snippet. This is the snippet. This is the one. This is what it's all about. Everything else we talk about here comes off of this main idea. I really don't talk that much about the nuts and bolts of quitting alcohol. I do share strategies for triggers and things like that and settling the nervous system because it's important, right? But for the most part, because there are so many snippets four times a week, we talk about mindset, we talk about identity shift. That's why this is the snippet. Today is the day. Maxwell Maltz, who wrote a really amazing book, I remember my mom reading this book called Psycho-Cybernetics, said, you will act like the sort of person you conceive yourself to be. It just is, right? If we want to be more modern, James Clear wrote, every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. And Dr. Joe Dispenza says, your personality creates your personal reality. Let's keep going. Remember Louise Hay? Louise Hay said, you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens. Love that, Louise. That's an awesome one. I think you get my message here, gals. We could go on and on with quotes. But here's one from Becca just for you. If you want a different life, my dear, start with a different self-concept. Everything else is downstream. And that's what we do here in Snippetland. So I've given you a lot to think about today. Number one, do you believe me that this is where you should begin? Number two, are you willing to undertake this practice? Number three, where are you going to start? And what do I mean by that? As I mentioned earlier, I suggest you start with yourself because there are other thought processes we need to work on, how we think about others, for example. But we have to start with ourselves. So are you willing? If so, today I want you to pull out your journal and start writing down. Take 1 or 2 minutes a day and write down thoughts about yourself. What do you believe about yourself? And pay attention throughout the day to how you respond to yourself. How do you feel when you do something wrong? When you know, do you really feel in your gut like you're a bad person? That right there is a clue. That's a hint. Because we all make mistakes, but we shouldn't feel like we're a bad person over it. We just made a mistake. Even if, you see, this is one of the problems we face here in sobriety land, or we're trying to get to sobriety land. We constantly fail to quit drinking. We wake up in the morning, say we're going to quit. By 4 o'clock, we're 5 o'clock, there we are. How are we supposed to build our self-concept when our behavior is like that? And that was my struggle. That's what kept me stuck all those years, is I couldn't even begin to believe in myself or trust myself or have a concept of myself that was worthy of anything because I failed. So we have to begin by giving up alcohol. That's why we're here. Once you do, this process will help you. So if you're still drinking, my dear, I strongly suggest it's time you find the path, that the support system that's going to get you off of alcohol so you can start practices such as these to actually change your life. But the two just don't go together. It's going to be very difficult to raise your self-concept if you're still struggling with alcohol. All right, that was a lot. This was kind of the snippet to end all snippets, but don't worry, I'll be back again. We're going to 1,000 together, babe. In the meantime, if you want to share a bit of your journey and be heard, the Sacred Mirror is open. This is a simple online form where you share a little bit of your story with me and I respond by turning on this microphone and reflecting what I'm hearing. As I said earlier in this snippet, we all need to be heard. We need an objective second voice. So the Sacred Mirror is open. Go ahead and check it out if you'd like to be heard. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.